蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。最近这段时间呢，我有一个朋友，也是一个弟兄，他找我聊天，他就聊到了自己生活当中的一些困境。那我们在沟通的过程当中呢，我们就谈到了有关祷告的问题，就是当我们实际的生活或者说我们成长的道路上遇到一些难处，一些问题的时候，我们是不是可以向神祷告，求神来帮助我们解决呢？那我想在圣经当中的描述，特别是耶稣给我们的应许来说呢，我们清楚地认识到耶稣是很乐于接收我们这样对他的寻求的。但是问题的关键在于什么呢？就是我们作为基督徒或者说作为神的儿女，我们需要摆正一个心态，那就是一切的主权在于神，而不是在于我们。并不是说因为神是爱，神要满足我们的需要，那么当我们提需要的时候，提要求的时候，神就应该这样满足我们的需要，或者说神就应该按照我们所需要的来满足我们。当然我们很清楚神的爱，神也有丰盛的恩典，所以其实不论我们求或者不求，神早就已经给我们预备了最好的。只是有很多的时候呢，我们以为好的呢，在神的眼中并不是好的，又或者说很多时候神给我们预备的美好的呢，在短时间之内我们无法发现，我们没有办法看到其中的价值。我想这个都是我们在成长的道路上不断的需要被提醒的。当然了，其实在我们很多的祷告内容当中也有很多的妄求，也就是并不符合神心意的啊，又或者说只是单纯的为了满足自己的私欲所发出的祷告。那这些的祷告呢，往往神可能都会忽略掉的，因为这些东西并不会对我们的生命有什么好处，甚至有时候啊，只是会让我们越发的堕落，对我们的生命反而是有害处的。可能很多的朋友也很清楚，祷告实际上并不只是说向神祈求那么简单的事情，大部分的时候呢，祷告应该是跟神的一个对话，一个交流。那在这个过程当中呢，我们更多的认识神，也跟神建立更加美好的关系。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会接着跟我们来分享马可福音的第十章，其中呢就会讲到约翰和雅各这两位门徒跟耶稣的对话。我们一起来听一听这个对话是否跟我们平时的祷告有相似之处呢？
And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem.And Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him.
他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们，说
Saying,Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles.
看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him.And the third day he shall rise again.
他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, We would that thou shouldst do for us whatsoever we shall desire.
西比泰的儿子雅各和约翰进前来，对耶稣说：夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you?
耶稣说，要我给你们做什么？
They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory.
他们说，赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的喜，你们能受吗？
And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized, with all shall ye be baptized.
他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。我所受的喜，你们也要受。
But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared.
只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them,Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them.
那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
But so it shall not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you.Shall be your minister.
只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
And whosoever of you will be the chiefest, shall be servant of all.
在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
The Gospel of Mark DVD and Chapter 10 verses 32-45 read for us in the King James Version.
刚才听到的是马可福音十章32-45节，英文版呢是英王钦定版，中文版呢是中文和合本的经文。
Us now to follow him. our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king.
I don't know if you're like me, but I kind of looked down on James and John. What were they thinking? Asking Jesus for that was so presumptuous, wasn't it? When the Lord asked Solomon what he wanted, remember what he asked? He didn't ask for fame or fortune, not even power. He asked for wisdom. And on top of wisdom, the Lord gave Solomon fame, fortune, and power. John and James, these sons of thunder, were acting in the exact opposite way from Solomon. They wanted the glory and the power of sitting at the right and left sides of Jesus, meant to be literally his right and his left-hand men. Now that was a position of absolute power.
不知道你会不会跟我一样，有点看不起雅各和约翰呢？他们在想什么？居然问耶稣这么放肆的问题。当神问所罗门王要什么的时候，你还记得他怎么回答吗？他不求名声或财富，甚至不求权力，他只求智慧。而神就把智慧、名声、财富和权力都赐给了他。约翰和雅各这两个雷子的表现和所罗门完全相反。他们想要做耶稣左右的荣耀和权力，意思就是要成为耶稣的得力左右手，那可是拥有无上权力的地位啊。
James and John were still thinking in terms of political power. They thought the Messiah was coming to restore power to Israel, to get rid of those Roman oppressors. They thought Jesus had come to establish an earthly kingdom in the promised land, and they wanted to be at the top of the pile. They thought faith in Jesus should give them power and authority over other people, and they were overcome with entitlement.
雅各和约翰所讲的仍然是政治的权利。他们以为弥赛亚来是要恢复以色列国，推翻罗马的统治。他们以为耶稣来是要在应许之地建立一个地上的王国，而他们希望能位居权力高处。他们以为信靠耶稣就能得到高过他人的权力与地位，他们以为自己配得过这一切。
How often have you been like that? Too many times for me. We come to the Lord in prayer.But not to genuinely pour our hearts out, not to confess our sins, not even give him the glory. We come too often with our hands outstretched, and we're saying, gimme, 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 gimme. Well, we need to think about how entitled that is. The Lord doesn't owe us anything, does he? No. Just because we go to church or read our Bibles,or serve him in certain ways doesn't mean he has to give us whatever we ask. Remember what the book of James says? You ask and you don't receive. Why? Because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions, your desires. Another word would be on your lusts. And we become so consumed with our desire to control our situations or to exercise some power over others around us,Then we try to use our faith as a means to get it. But that's not the Jesus way. It's not the way of the cross.
你经常像他们这样吗？我可是常常这样。我们以祷告来到神面前，但并没有真诚地敞开心，没有承认我们的罪，甚至没有把荣耀归给神。我们太经常张开双臂，重复地说，给我，给我，给我，给我。我们实在需要想想，我们到底有什么资格？神并不欠我们什么，对吗？只因为我们上教会或读圣经，或者做了某些服事，并不代表他就要给我们所要求的任何东西。还记得雅各书怎么说吗？你们求也得不着，为什么？因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐上。也就是你们的欲望和兴趣上。 我们也因为太想要掌控所处的环境或身边的人，因而想用所谓的信心来满足我们这类的愿望。但是，这不是耶稣的方式，不是十字架的道路。
This passage that we just listened to is a classic example of what scholars call a Mark sandwich. The story of unbridled entitlement is surrounded on both sides by Jesus declaring the exact opposite. Before James and John came to Jesus asking him for the glory and the power of authority in his kingdom, Jesus had just told his disciples why they were going to Jerusalem, for Jesus to die. They weren't going to engage in war. They were going for Jesus to be put to death for his people. He was going to Jerusalem to demonstrate his willingness to give up his authority, to lay aside his glory and even his own right to life, so that he could save his people. And it's in response to that willingness that James and John think they're going to enter into glory and power. No wonder Jesus tells them that they don't know what they're asking for. Well, we need this correction as well. Jesus came to offer, to sacrifice himself, to give up his rights. Why do we need to insist on ours?
刚才我们听到的这段经文属于学者所说的马可三明治。这个任意要求得到权力的故事前后都被耶稣的宣告包夹住，而耶稣所宣告的正与他们所请求的相反。在雅各与约翰来求耶稣赐给他们权位之前，耶稣刚刚才告诉门徒们前往耶路撒冷的原因，是因为耶稣要去受死。他们不是去打仗，而是耶稣要去为他的百姓死。耶稣到耶路撒冷去，是要显明他甘心放下权柄，舍弃荣耀，甚至愿意舍去性命，好拯救他的百姓。而雅各和约翰回应耶稣意愿的方式，却是要求自己得荣耀与权力。难怪耶稣告诉他们说，他们不知道自己求的是什么。我们同样需要这样的纠正。耶稣来献出自己，牺牲权利。为什么我们要坚持自己的权益呢？
There's a lot of talk today about rights. The right of a woman to do what she wants with her body, even if it means terminating a little human life in her womb. The right of men and women to sleep with whoever they want, regardless of consequences.
今天的世界很多人爱谈权利。女人要有权决定如何对待自己的身体，即使牺牲自己肚子里的生命也无所谓。无论男女想跟谁睡觉是自己的权利，不管后果如何。
And what do we forget in all this talk? The Lord, God's word, His will for our lives. We forget that if we have trusted in Christ for the forgiveness of sins and our salvation,that the Lord has called us into a life of self-sacrifice. Take up your cross. It's not a call to bear with life's inconveniences like a long line at Starbucks. It's a call to die to yourself, to your perceived rights. It's a call to give up your rights for the sake of others. We don't get to decide what rights we have, especially when those rights fly in the face of biblical truth. We aren't God.But that's exactly the kind of power and authority James and John were asking for, and it's the kind of authority and power we begin to think that we deserve, too. If we don't ground ourselves in the word of our Savior, He came to give up what was rightfully His, and He gives us what we could never deserve ourselves, forgiveness and righteousness. And I haven't finished our sandwich in Mark yet, either.
在这些说法当中，我们忘了什么呢？我们忘了神，忘了神的话，忘了他对我们生命的心意。我们忘记了，如果我们信靠耶稣基督，希望罪得赦免得救恩，我们就要照神的呼召过舍己的生活。背起十字架的意思，不是要你忍受生活中的不方便，例如在咖啡厅排很长的队。背起十字架是呼召你向自己死， 像你所认为的权力死，是呼召你为别人的益处而放下自己的所谓权力。我们不要自己决定自己该有什么权力，尤其是很多权力都和圣经真理相反。我们不是神，雅各和约翰正是求这种权柄和能力。而我们若不扎根在神话语中，也会开始觉得自己应该要得到同样的权利。主耶稣来是要放弃他原本属于他的权利，他给我们的是我们靠自己永远都不配得到的赦免与公义。我要继续讲这个马可福音中的三明治。
After James and John ask Jesus for this grandiose power, this scheme of greatness, Jesus calls all his disciples together and he gives them a little lesson. He reminds them of how the Gentiles, which meant the Romans, exercised authority. They lorded their power over others. The Caesars in Rome forced people to call them Son of God. They enforced a kind of worship. We see it in wicked leaders all around the world, even today, don't we? They have power. And instead of pursuing what is best for their people of their country, they're just plain out selfish and entitled and domineering. They don't listen to anybody. We need to hear the words of Jesus. It shall not be so among you. If you are a Christian, you cannot pursue power like this. James and John were thinking the way the world thinks. They were wanting power the way the world uses power. But Jesus showed the better way.
雅各和约翰来跟耶稣请求之后，耶稣把所有的门徒叫来，给他们上课。他提醒他们，外邦人，也就是罗马人操权管束人。罗马历代的凯撒皇帝强迫人民称呼他们是神的儿子，要人敬拜他们。今天的世界上也有这样的领导者，他们有权柄，却不寻求造福百姓，只是自私地享受权力、管辖、掌控，不听任何人的意见。我们应该听耶稣的教训说，在你们中间不是这样。如果你是基督徒，绝不可这样追逐权力。雅各和约翰所想的是世界的想法，但耶稣告诉他们更好的做法。
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. He has all the power, all the authority, but he lays all that aside and becomes a servant to serve us.He pursues our good and our blessing at his own expense. That's what true power looks like. Using your position to bless and benefit those who are around you and maybe even underneath you. Jesus, our Savior, giving up what only he had entitlement to in order to give it to you and to me through faith and by his grace alone. That's our Savior.When we seek his kingdom and his glory first, he welcomes us and he gives us the family name. We will reign with him forever and ever, but we won't be reigning like dictators. We reign with him as a testimony to his glorious grace in giving up his life so that we can live.
人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。他有完全的能力，至高的权柄，但是他放下这一切，成为仆人的样式来服侍我们。他为了我们的好处而自己付出代价，这才是真正的权利。用你所在的地位来祝福你身边的人得益处，甚至包括比你低微的人。我们的救主耶稣舍弃了只有他才配得的一切权利，好让我们可以借着信心和他的恩典得到这一切。这是我们的救主。当我们先求他的国和他的荣耀，他非常欢迎我们加入他的大家庭。我们可以与他永远一同作王，但我们不会用暴君的方式作王，而是与耶稣一同见证他舍命拯救我们的恩典。 今天查尔斯跟我们分享到的这几节的经文呢，实在是给我们很好的提醒啊。就像节目当中所谈到的，太多的时候我们就像约翰和雅各一样，就是只是为了自己所需要的向神去求。当然也有可能有人会说，约翰和雅各只是想离耶稣更近一点，但是亲爱的朋友，这样的一个需要正正是反映了我们自己内心的那种以自我为中心的需要。因为耶稣刚刚讲过他要去受死，而当我们在实际的生活当中面对一些的难处，又或者说遭遇一些不公平的对待的时候，我们总想的就是透过神来彰显公义，或者说借助神超自然的能力来扭转这个现状，去改变我们所承受的那些的环境，以至于呢我们的生意可以扭亏为盈，又或者说我们的环境可以转危为安。这些的想法坦白说都是很正常的，为什么呢？因为我们都是罪人。但假设说我们不能意识到自己是罪人这个身份呢，我们就会觉得我们内心所有的诉求都是合理的，这个就很危险了。就像耶稣所说的，人子来是要服侍人，不是要受人的服侍。而且他也说，当我们愿意来跟随耶稣基督，你们中间愿意为大的就要成为别人的仆人，要服侍别人的时候，我们就要好好想一想我们内心的动机究竟是什么了。获得自己的权益和获得服侍神服侍人的义务，哪一个更重要？从神的角度来说，他希望我们可以活出耶稣基督自己的样式，就是去效法他，成为一个愿意舍己，成为一个愿意牺牲，愿意服侍他人的人。其实也就是说，我们的生命本来就应该这样的，才能够活出神的荣耀。很多时候我们把世界的标准加在我们基督徒这样的一个身份上，其实是不对的，不合适的。就好像一个体重很重的人穿上一件小衣服一样，怎么会觉得舒服呢？所以亲爱的朋友，盼望在今天的这节经文的探讨当中，我们能够有一些的反思，我们来思考我们的祷告也好，或者说平常里边我们跟人接触的态度也好，是否会因为我们自己的意愿而左右了或者影响了神的荣耀在我们的身上活出来的这样的一个计划呢？但愿我们都能够来听从神的话，来认识到我们的生命怎样才能活出真正的荣耀，真正的价值，以及显出神的荣耀来。To the glorious God the Father, glory, honor, and praise. To the glory of God the Father, to the glory of God the Father, to the glorious God our Father. 欢迎来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。Jesus is Lord.